Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, welcome to the Transformation Zone. We are here on another Thursday evening, the first Thursday of February 2017. And I'm your host, Velton Schall, and I'm so excited that you're here with me this evening. I feel privileged and honored that you've taken time out of your busy schedule to once again be my guest. And boy, I tell you, we have a show for you tonight. Are you listening? I don't think you heard that. My question to you is, are you listening? The title of tonight's show is just that. Are you listening? You know, listening is a part of everything that we do. We listened when we were children. We listened in school. We listened to our parents, we listen to our friends, we listen to our significant others. If we want any relationship in our lives ever to grow and mature, we have to be good listeners. Thought I'd dedicate tonight's show to the importance of listening in your business life as an entrepreneur, a business leader, and a sales professional. For those of you who don't remember, I spent over 30 years in sales and marketing in the hospitality industry and actually direct selling. And one of the things that always amazed me was how salespeople would get in a situation with a customer and just let the customer have it. Blah, 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 blah. They would start talking and they would tell the customer everything there was to tell them about why they should buy their product. We'll talk about the product side of it a little bit later, but think about it from this standpoint. Have you ever been in a situation where someone just wanted you to buy something or somebody wanted to convince you of something, and they did everything in their power to try to sway your opinion in their direction before they even understood why you might want something, why you might need something, what it means to you? Ultimately, in any kind of relationship, in any kind of sales environment or business relationship, nobody buys anything that they don't find a use or a need for. So as sales professionals, as entrepreneurs, as business leaders, the first thing that we need to indoctrinate ourselves to understand is that we need to, first of all, ask a few open-ended questions of our prospective customer or the person that we're involved with, and then retreat, be quiet, listen, let them talk. You know, the last thing that we want to try to do is fill that empty space with our conversation because we can't hear them if we're talking. Growing up, my grandfather had a saying, and he would always give us these little tidbits of information as we were maturing. And I'll never forget one day he called me Sonny Boy. He said, Sonny Boy, let me tell you something. He said, God gave you two ears and one mouth to listen twice as much as you speak. Listen twice as much as you speak. And I didn't understand it at first, but as I got older and I started working in a sales environment, that small phrase served me so well, because as I said earlier, if you ask a few open-ended questions, for instance, can you tell me why you're looking to replace your current situation? Can you tell me what you're looking for in this new product that you're talking to me about or that we have started our discussion about? Tell me what you're looking for. Tell me why you need this. And then listen. Now, what that allows that customer to do is to really explain their point of view, explain their position, explain their thirst and journey for what it is they need. Because at the end of the day, people buy what they need before they buy what they want. Let me say that again. People will buy what they need and dream about what they want. Sometimes you're in a situation where you really would like to have something, but it just doesn't fit in your budget. It's just not conceivable. It's just not a necessity. But if it's a necessity, it's something that you develop a need for, you will expend your resources to secure it. Then there's some things about price, there's some that may come into consideration, but you'll even bend the rules on price if you feel as though you really need it. Because at the end of the day, if it's a big enough need, there's no price that's too great. We all know that because we've done it. Think about it in another term. We all need transportation, but we don't all need a Mercedes-Benz. We may want a Mercedes-Benz. We may want a BMW. We may want a Jaguar, but we may drive a Chevrolet, a Buick, or even a Hyundai. Why? Because we need transportation, but we want something greater. I hope that's making sense to you, because that's really the crux of the issue when we talk about listening to what a customer really needs. If I'm sitting at a Jaguar dealership and I'm talking to a customer, there are things that they may tell me that they need in a vehicle that some of my competitors may not be able to supply them. But if I'm not listening attentively, I may miss that. And I'm not saying that you totally shut down your ability to have a conversation with them, but asking open-ended questions and listening and then confirming what you think you heard with a few questions that can only be answered with yes or no can take you from a conversation that's just grandiose to really nailing down the nuts and bolts of what that person needs. And then after you've confirmed that there is a need there, ask another open-ended question. And if I can give you the systems that you're looking for, the Bose music system that you feel as though you need because of your need to have quality entertainment in your vehicle, if I can give you the GPS system that takes you from point A to point B with pinpoint accuracy, if I can give you the leather seats that warm themselves in the colder months and massage your back for your long drives, is that something that would be important to you? Because understand something. They're telling you the things that they feel as though they need. They may say to you, yeah, that's nice. I don't really need that, but here's what I want. I'd like to have it, but I don't really need that. We're now creating the perfect vehicle for that person based on not on what they want, but on what they need. Now, if you can give them some of the things that they want inside of the package that fulfills their needs, you're even in a better position or better shape as a sales professional. And I'm using a car example, but it's not just a car. It could be a home. It could be clothing. It could be financial, stocks, bonds, and annuities. But you have to understand what the need is. And to understand that, you've got to become an educated listener, a listener par excellence. Second point is that once you understand the needs, most customers today are coming in and they've done their homework in advance. 9 times out of 10, they're not going to be having a verbal conversation with you unless they've already determined that you are worth their time because you have the potential of fulfilling their need. What they're looking for you to be able to do when they come to sit with you is to use your expertise in your product to reinforce their inclination that they want to purchase or buy from you. They want you to reassure them because you know your product. You are the expert in your product, more than anybody else, more than anything they could read, anything that they can research. When they sit down and talk to you, you can verbatim repeat and recite to them everything there is to know about your product. So that means what? That means you got to be the expert. You've got to do your homework. You've got to be so well-versed in your product line that you can, without looking at notes, without checking with someone else, without going anywhere, confidently have a conversation with that customer that says, this is why you need this, this is how it fulfills your needs, and this is why you need to buy it from me. Or this is why you need to develop a relationship with me so that I can continually take care of you and handle your needs as you tell me what they are. Because one of the things that I've worked with salespeople and I led sales operations, it's much more important to develop a relationship than to get a sale. And some of you are scratching your head saying, huh? It's much more important to develop a long-lasting relationship than to cultivate an immediate transaction. Why is that? There's a place that we as salespeople always want to try to get to, and that is that place where the customer looks at us as their trusted advisor, as their go-to lady or their go-to guy. When they have a need for something before they do anything else, after they've done their preliminary research, they pick up the phone and call you and say, hey, I have a need here. This is what I'm looking for. Do you have something in your repertoire of products that fulfills my need? And if you do, now is your time to shine. You have to be able to support your product with factual information that corresponds with what they are telling you they need. And let them understand or help them understand why buying the product from you ensures their satisfaction today, tomorrow, and in the future. Because once you become their trusted advisor, once you satisfy that gut-wrenching buyer's remorse that most of us get, especially when we spent an enormous amount of money, once you settle that and get them to the point where, you know, that's a lot of money for me to spend, but I've bought things from Belton in the past, and I've always had a good experience. He's always steered me in the right direction. So even though I'm having a little bit of angst right now, I can get over this. I can get by this, and I know that I'm going to be happy with anything and everything that I purchase from them. And if I'm not, and I pick up the phone and I make a phone call, I'm going to get an empathetic ear on the other end that says, I understand your situation. Let me see what I can do. Not sure I can totally fulfill or totally replace your situation, but I'm going to do my best, and I'm going to bat for you in every chance I get. So what we have done there is three things. Number one, we've understood that the customer has a need. We've talked about listening to that customer's need, understanding that customer's need, letting them tell us what that need is. Because once we understand what the need is, we have the knowledge, information, and ammunition, because we know our product better than anyone, that we can explain to that customer the benefits of our product, never talking negatively about our competition, but we don't talk about the things that our competition is good at. Because one of the things that I didn't talk about earlier, and I'll throw in here at this point, is we need to understand what our competitors' products are. Not to the same level that we understand our products, but we need to understand where our strengths are versus our competitors' products. Most sales operations in the third or fourth quarter of the year do a strategic sales plan for the upcoming year. And part of that strategic sales plan is something that we call a SWOT analysis. Those of you in sales and marketing know what a SWOT analysis is. It's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Good salespeople have sat down and done a SWOT analysis on their products versus their customers' products. I came out of the hospitality industry in hotels, and we would do SWOT analysis based on our hotel and our competitor, each of our competitors in the marketplace. So we knew what our strengths and weaknesses were versus our competitors. And as a dynamic salesperson, when we start to talk to the customer about fulfilling their needs, we pull out our SWOT analysis a lot of times, and we will talk to them once we sit with them about our strengths, especially those strengths that touch on a competitor's weakness, something that we do better than them, something that have a way that we service them better than our competitor does do. Never talking about the competitor, never downplaying what they do, but remember something. Most customers have looked at your competition. That's why the competitor, there are a competitor, before they've come to you, and they have a pretty good understanding of what they have to offer. But here's your chance to shine, because you know your product better than anyone, and you know your competitor's product enough to shed light on your product over theirs. And last but not least, one of the things that a lot of salespeople miss is they're so busy trying to get that transaction, that single sale, that single cha-ching of the cash register, they miss the opportunity to ask for the relationship. People do business with their friends and people they feel comfortable with. Most people do business with you because they trust you or they like you. Your product has a lot to do with it. Your support of the product has a lot to do with it. But sometimes a person might buy a product that some people would say is a little inferior, just as good, but a little inferior to another product, because they have a relationship with the person who's selling. They've done business with them. They've earned the privilege of becoming that trusted advisor. They've developed a relationship with the customer, a business partnership. They've moved the needle in a business partnership. one of the greatest accomplishments that I experienced in my career was working with a group of salespeople in Omaha, Nebraska, where we had 27 salespeople. And we took that office from $24 to $98 million in less than 5 years. Yes, $24 million to $98 million in less than 5 years. And it was all about developing and building relationships with a unique segment of our customer base. We looked at the best customers based on what we had to offer, because we did our homework on our customers as well as our product and who fit what we needed. And then we developed a relationship. Each salesperson, 27 salespeople, and gave them no more than 100 customers, not accounts, customers. And we told them, it is your responsibility to become the trusted advisor, business partner, strongest relationship salesperson that you can be for this customer. Whatever they do, we want them to call you before they do it. When they're thinking about it, we want you to have a relationship with them so that they call you before they move. And I'll tell you something. When you can focus on a customer that way, when you can focus on the customer's needs and understand their needs to that level because you've taken the time to study and qualify them, and you've taken the time to understand their buying habits, to understand the things that they need, they want, and they like, to be able to differentiate between a need, a want, and a like, to be able to understand when their buying cycle starts, when their buying cycle ends. To be on a personal level that you know their spouse or significant other's names. Don't have to know them personally, but know their names. If they have children, if they're married, if they're single. You know, to send someone something for an anniversary, to send a card for a birthday, to say congratulations on the graduation of one of their children from school. Those types of things endear customers to people. Because I've never signed a contract with an account. I've always signed contracts with people. I've never done business with an account. I've always done business with people. Sales, from a professional standpoint, is a science. And sales from any standpoint can be scientific. The same care and quality that you utilize to sell your customers will work in your personal life, with your family, in relationships with spouses, significant others, with your children. Because everybody wants their needs fulfilled. Everybody has a need. Everybody wants to be listened to. Everybody wants to feel appreciated. And when people feel that you understand their needs, you're willing to listen to what their needs are, sometimes you're willing to sacrifice your own needs for theirs, their attitude and disposition towards you changes. They start to revere you over other people. They start to put time for you aside versus other things. But it starts with you. It starts with you as a person who wants to give. A person who is willing to do the things that other people won't. And I guarantee tomorrow you will have the things that other people can't. So I ask you, are you willing to do what it takes to differentiate yourself from others? Are you willing to set yourself apart from others? Are you willing to become a qualified listener? Are you willing to listen to your customers to your business partners, to the people on your staff, to your spouse, to your family, to people around you. Because once you become a good listener, you can change your environment. You can change the world around you. You can change people's feelings from good to great. You can take a bad situation and turn it into a better situation. Not going to tell you it's a perfect science, but just because you listen, sometimes you can diffuse a bad situation and turn it into a good situation. Are you listening? When you wake up in the morning, ask yourself, am I ready to listen today? Am I going to listen a little bit more today or a lot more today than I did yesterday? Am I going to turn the notch up a little bit and try to be a better listener? And start out this way. If you really are having an issue with it, grab a pen and a small book, a journal. And as you're sitting and talking to people, tell them what you're doing. Tell them, you know, I'm working on my listening skills and I really want to make sure that I'm a better listener so that I understand when we're talking what it is that you really want to relate to me and your needs. Would you mind if I take a few notes as we're talking? And, you know, I really like to make sure that at the end, there's a few moments that I can ask you, is this what you're telling me you really need? Is this what you're really looking for from me? Now, some people are going to look at you and say, you're crazy. You can't take notes on our conversation. But some people will say, wow, really, you want to know that much about me? You really care enough to take notes on what I might be asking for or what I might need? Sure, I'd love to see it. Love to do it. It's just like in business. Everything doesn't work for everybody, but everybody doesn't work for you. So when it works, utilize it to strengthen and help you. When it doesn't work, sometimes you got to go to plan B, or sometimes you got to drive on. Well, folks, I hope that helps with your understanding of listening. I thought I'd spend some time tonight talking about listening and listening skills and how it works in business, how it works in relationships, and how it just works in general. Because the best listeners become the best business people, the best entrepreneurs, the best salespeople, the best people in their relationships. As always, I appreciate the time that you spend with me every Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're looking forward to a wonderful month this month. It's Black History Month, and we are going to have an incredible group of individuals that are going to be with us throughout the month. Some of my friends are going to be stopping by. Cheryl Wood, who's one of the hottest motivational speakers on the circuit right now, will be with us this month. My good friend, Dr. Reuben West, will be with us this month. My old friend that I haven't seen in many, many years, but I respect her so much, Joan Eisenstadt, will be with us this month. And a good friend, Katrina Ruff, who works with us on some of the events that we're going to be doing in 2017 and 18, will also be joining us. So don't miss it. If you miss it, you'll be upset. But if you miss it, go to my website, veltonshowell.com, and go to free stuff, and you can listen to the last 6 radio shows that we've had. Remember, transform your thinking, transform your world. I'm your host, Velton Showell. Good night.